Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This devotional is titled, Shaping the World for the End Time Finale. We see the emergence of a one world order. The world is hungry for centralized leadership. Israel is back in the land, in keeping with last day's prophecy. Apostasy abounds. And we see the formation of alliances in keeping with the last day's outline in Ezekiel 38 and 39. Thus we see the day of Christ's coming approaching. Hebrews 9:28 promises, quote, to those who eagerly wait for him, that is Christ, he will appear a second time apart from sin for salvation, end quote. Building on this hope, Hebrews 10:25 says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. At some point, not forsaking the assembling, and so much more as you see the day approaching, becomes, quote, essential business for all sincere believers. But note that phrase, as you see the day approaching. We must not set any dates, but in truth, we do see the day of Christ's coming approaching. The first phase of Christ's second coming is known as the rapture, literally catching up of the church. This unique phase of Christ's coming was introduced first by Christ in John 14:1-3. Paul then builds on it in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13-18. Down through the church age, the blessed hope of God's people has been that we will hear the shout and be caught up to meet our Lord in the air. This hope is ever imminent, meaning it could happen at any time. In Revelation 3:10, Christ promises those who have kept his command to persevere, quote, I will keep you from the hour of trial, which shall come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth. This is what the Spirit says to the churches, Revelation 3:13. The first phase of Christ's coming will serve to deliver Christ's true church from the world and will usher in a time of worldwide tribulation. The true church won't see these tribulation events, but we may well see God setting the stage for what will transpire after the church is gone. For example, the fulfillment of last day's prophecy related to the tribulation period relates essentially to the nation of Israel. In order for these last day's prophecies to be fulfilled, Israel has to be back in the land. They are there. Thus, the stage is being set for the fulfillment of prophecies such as those found in Ezekiel 38 and 39. The world is oblivious to the musty old prophets in the Old Testament, as they see it, and they pay them no mind. Sadly, this is true also of most of Christendom. But quietly, God is continuing to set the stage in our world, upon whom the ends of the ages have come. 1 Corinthians 10:11. It is my conviction that shortly after the rapture, the war of Gog and Magog, prophesied about by Ezekiel in Ezekiel 38 and 39, will transpire. In that vein, we see the outline of the coalition that will be aligned with Gog and Magog seemingly coming into place today. The growing partnership of Russia, Turkey, and Iran fits perfectly with the key players outlined in Ezekiel 38 and 39. A few days ago, Israel, the UAE, that is the United Arab Emirates, and the United States agreed to full normalization of relations. Commentators describe this as historic and stunning. But seen through the prophetic lens of Ezekiel 38:13, this too may well be part of God's prophetic stage setting for events that will transpire after the rapture of the church. We read in Ezekiel 38:13, Sheba, Dedan, the merchants of Tarshish, and all their young lions will say to you, that is to Gog and Magog, quote, have you come to take plunder? Have you gathered your army to take booty, to carry away silver and gold, to take away livestock and goods, to take away great plunder? Scholars generally agree that Sheba and Dedan are the Arab peoples dwelling in modern-day Saudi Arabia and the Gulf states. So Sheba and Dedan are ancient names for the region generally associated with Arabia today, which of course would include the region of the United Arab Emirates. Interestingly, Sheba and Dedan, in Ezekiel 38 and 13, are pictured as not being in favor of the invasion of Israel led by Gog of Russia. Tarshish was a term that in ancient times described the western extreme of human civilization, the furthest parts west. Jonah in his rebellion headed for Tarshish. Jonah 1:3. There are various viewpoints as to the precise identity of Tarshish. Some think it refers to Spain, and some think it refers to Britain, with the young lions representing Britain's colonies that then became their own countries, such as the United States, Canada, Australia, etc. It's not totally clear, so we can't be dogmatic. However, if the British view is correct, and it might be, then this is the only place that the United States of America is really seen in the prophetic scriptures. In this case, she has a very passive role, simply raising a few anemic questions that have no muscle behind them. That would seem to fit the trajectory of where the United States and those long associated with Britain are going. This would fit the view that America fades into virtual insignificance and is no longer in a position, for whatever reason, to help Israel in the end times. Into that vacuum will step the Antichrist. But note that Tarshish is aligned with Sheba and Dedan, which is the point of interest in relation to the present-day treaty involving Israel, the UAE, and the United States. I put this in the "that is interesting" category and don't want to read too much into it. Still, the overall alignment that is coming into place regarding Gog and her key allies, as well as the alignment of Sheba and Dedan with Israel, is fascinating to watch. Just a coincidence? I think not. God is continuing to shape the world for the end times finale. Live ready. Live ready, my friends. Romans 13:11, and do this, knowing that the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. Lord, we do thank you that you are sovereign over the events of our days, and it is interesting to see what's going on in the world. We do indeed see the day approaching. We aren't setting any dates. We don't know. We are told to, in effect, live ready all down through the church age. But certainly as we see these stage-setting realities coming into place, as it would appear, Lord, we are reminded we need to be watching, waiting. We need to be ready. Lord, if there are those that are listening and have never come to Christ, I pray that even today they would call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. Jesus, we thank you for dying for our sins, for being our wonderful Savior, to all those who call upon you in faith. Lord, again, we thank you for the truth of the Scriptures. We thank you for the hope that we have in Christ. I pray in his name, amen.